Hello and welcome to WMCFM College Park. Today I'm going to be playing some chill music. It is the last show of the semester, and because of that I'll be playing a producer mix, walking through some of my own music, and talking about how I made it, going through the stems of different tracks, which should be kind of fun. But of course, before we get into that, going to get into public service announcement.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Leif Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends
are... Okay, I guess that we can start off. I'm gonna be opening up Logic on my computer instead of playlist for just unusual. And then let's go to existing project. Okay, we'll start with this one. This is the first song off of my 2023 album called, what's the album called? I'm kind of bugging right now. Sorry, I just woke up. Restructures, of course. Okay, I'll open the project. Pretty much all of the music that I do is sample-based, which means that I take elements from different songs and sort of bring them together. So I'll start off by just playing it, and then I'll walk through sort of the different steps and elements that came into making the song. So this is 2023 album. I think it was released December 31st. So that was Stoic Mountain by me. Do a quick walkthrough of the track now. Very first thing, we have maybe one, two, three. We have like three different main samples. So first we have this vocal loop. So this is a song by the singers Unlimited. I believe it's from Intune. Let's see if I can pull it up. Yeah, so it's The Gentle Rain off of Intune. And it's this part in 3, 2. Of course, it's a little bit more chopped up there and it sounds a little bit more muted. That's because I did something called the low pass filter. I took out all the high end of the song so it sounds more like a drone. Next sample. Sample as well, but if we bring in the other things, it's like this. And this sample is Beyond the Sun, which I'll play right now by McCoy Tyner. Really great sample. This is used by a lot of the like hip hop people that I like really like listening to, like Fat John, Yama Hirota. People like Madlib use this. It's not like that. It's not that underground, but it's okay. And then the last thing, I completely forgot where this is from actually. It's just this like horn. I have so many generic, like, not generic, but I have so many, like, different jazz tracks that have very specific instruments highlighted. And I'll, like, for this one specifically, I just put on a filter that takes out most of the other instruments that sounds like just that. So with all this together. And then you'll notice that it kind of sounds like it's phasing in and out. That's because of the drums. I use a technique called ducking here, where whenever the kick happens, so let me mute everything except for the kick. Whenever the kick happens, the rest of the track will get quiet. And it makes the kick sound a lot louder, even though it's not actually any louder, it's just that everything else is getting more quiet. So when your ears perceive that sound differential, it sounds a lot louder. Anyways, let's move on to the drums now. So the drums, there's a lot of different tracks for the drums. I tend to do kind of a lot of different things for drums and percussion sounds. So first, of course, there's that kick. Fortunately, this is only a, like, 4-bar loop, which is, like, not the greatest. Or 4-beat and 1-bar loop, which is not, like, the most in-depth. It's probably more interesting to have longer ones. Then there's snare. I have 2 hats. I almost always run 2 hats. So one's just that lower one, one's that little ladder one that's hitting every other. Then I have a bunch of bongos and other drums like that. Then I have some just like ground sound, vinyl. And that all comes together to make sort of a pretty fleshed out drum sound. Oh, I forgot that, of course, there's a lot of, I use so many shakers on this album, there's so many shakers. But yeah, that's Stoic Mountain. First song off the 2023 album, Restructures. like I mentioned earlier, but this album was me making music for an hour every day for 300 days in a row. So throughout those 300 days, the style kind of emerged. Okay, we'll move on to the next song. So that was the very first song of the album. I don't know how much time I'm going to have, because these kind of take a while. I guess we'll move on to Nisei, because that's an interesting one. A lot of songs are interesting for me when I find, like, cool samples that haven't necessarily been used by other people. So I'll just play through this one. Enjoy. Nisei off of Restructures. So that was Nisei. Name is double meaning. In Japanese, Nisei means second generation. But also the song that it's sampling, Monise CA, is I Love You. I'll play that song first.
I guess the thing that I want to do with this is to...
Such a great song. I thought I was the only one who sampled this, but apparently Madlib did it like 15 years ago. Which is kind of sad. Not really. I guess great minds think alike.
Right. And just to give me a few words so that we can tune in some of the brothers and sisters in the United States. Do you know what love means? How do you say love in Yoruba? The word Ife?
Ife, yeah.
Say it before you say it again.
Ife.
Oh, that's very beautiful.
Ife.
If I had to say love and I was really in love with somebody like we are, I would say
Ife. Manifestier.
Manifestier.
Yeah, I'm in love with you.
I'm in love with you.
Okay, yeah, so that song from Africa Center of the World by Roy Ayers, it's the main basis. By the way, all of the music here is protected under free use. I'm not making money off of this. Anyways, so this is a 4/4 song. I'll play it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And the idea of the sample was to sort of take that and flip it into a different time signature. Which I'm not a huge fan of doing like crazy time signatures because I feel like it's not very accessible to like non-musicians. But here it's like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And I'm mainly just focusing on those sort of like string instrument hits, which is why it doesn't necessarily sound the same as the actual song. Drums, of course. Nothing too special about these. I think it's just like boom bap drums for 3/4, which is like kind of unusual, but it's fun. And then also over here, the drums get a little bit more interesting. It's sort of like it's not even 16th notes. I don't know. Maybe it is 16 notes. I don't really don't know the nomenclature for 3/4. Yeah, that's sort of like the main thing about this song. The thing with like hip hop beats is that a lot of it can kind of be repetitive. So there's just a bunch of small little changes here and there, like for example, like the bass being a little bit louder or things like that, that make it hopefully still interesting to listen to. The second half of this song switches back to 4/4. It sounds a lot slower. It's only actually 3 BPM slower because of those like triplets that are going up during the other one. But this sounds like way slower. It's not. It's just sort of the side effect of the song being in 4/4, or the second half being in 4/4 rather than 3/4. The sample's a lot more, I would say, recognizable. There's like a talk box plugin on it, which is not where that like why sound is coming from. Also the drums change a lot, so this is like very not recognizable. Of course, I always use like the sub bass on every single track, which is kind of a little bit uninspired, but that's okay. But yeah, that's Issa. We'll move on to Colorless. This is a song with a sample that I know nobody else has sampled. Or I don't know that, but I don't know. I just like this song a lot. Okay, let's move on. This is Colorless off of Restructures by me. Thank you. Okay, yeah, so that was Colorless. I looked for the sample. I cannot find it. It was off of some obscure, like, what's it called? Oh, shoot. It's like music that's like for movies, but then nobody ends up buying it. So it's just kind of there. And it's like, I don't even know. Oh, library music. It was off some library music. It's called, I think, Tribute to Evans. But I like looked it up. It had like 2 views on YouTube, but it's been around for like, I think, 20 years. So I don't know. Who knows how that happened? I guess I'll go through the song. This first part is sort of interplay, but we have... This is like the first time that you're hearing Logic Studio Instruments, which is kind of cool. I like this part a lot. I spent a lot of time on it. But it goes well with the sample. So pretty much I played in like this, like, I was not actually... There's no there's no vocalist on this track. I was just playing it in. It's all software. And then, of course, there's this, like, lead line. And there's, like, this small little drum percussion thing. It's really just meant to be more of, like, a backing for the track. And then we do have a sample here. Sort of percussion sound. Can't say the name of where this is from on radio, but it's some Miles Davis, a really long song that has to do with brewing. Can't say because it's inappropriate. Then we have this tambourine. There's a lot of focus on drums in a lot of my songs and like sort of changes within drums. Of course, we have single tick kick technique, just like a pretty heavy snare. And then instead of using 2 hats, I used a hat and a tambourine. And then also at the very end, I have 1 extra snare sound so that it echoes out. Okay. Let's go to the more of the meat of the song. So we have, of course, our bass, which is that beautiful sub bass again, because I'm on original and that's like the sound that's easiest for me to make. Then we do have a choir effect. This is also a virtual instrument. And then we have the actual piano sample. And then we have 1 more sample that I'm also forgetting the words from. Sorry, guys. Which is this. So this song is very much not in the same key. But it sounds like it worked because I took out just the sort of vocal hits that match the same key as this song. I guess I'll talk about like the process of music production for me. So pretty much my music is generally, at least now, made in multiple stages where I start everything on the MPC. MPC is a MIDI production center. If you can visualize a line of 4 squares and then stack that 4 times so you have a box, a grid of 4x4 squares, those are all different pads that I can press on to trigger different sounds, and that's sort of how I make my first round of music. Whenever I do that, it'll just create like a loop pretty much, it'll generally just be like this part on loop, and then that into Logic myself, which is a secondary software. I'll use Track It Out, which means taking different pieces and making them longer or shorter so that it feels more like a song rather than just the same thing happening over and over and over like you're hearing right now. So yeah, that's Colorless by me off the 2023 album Restructures. I'm mainly going to do Restructures, and also I'll do some of Layers because those are like the new thing since the last time I did this a couple years ago. Let's see, how much time do we have? 37. Okay, maybe I can do like 3 more. We'll move on to... what's a good one? Future Sight. Oh, Future Sight. Love this song. This is, I feel like... Sometimes there's like lazy samples, and then there's like really good samples. So, for example, in the very first song, when I played you... What's that first song called? Sorry. When I played you that song, Stoic Mountain, I would say that this is kind of an example of a lazy sample, because all that I'm doing here for this main sort of sample part, there's no chopping, there's no flipping, it's just the main thing. Like right here, this sort of... That's just like the actual song. And to make that song like bigger, I'm adding a bunch of elements around it that sort of recontextualize it, right? Because this is the actual song, but adding all these different drums and whatnot makes it have a different meaning. That's like a lazy sample. There's nothing wrong with doing lazy sampling, but it is like, it's recognizable. It's like not, I don't know. I think it's more interesting when there's like more complex samples, like, for example, in the song that I showed second, which is called Nisei, this sample is not recognizable. This 3-4, this is not recognizable unless you really know the song. Like if you've heard it once, this is maybe you'll be like, oh, that kind of sounds similar, but it's not recognizable as the same song. Anyways, with all that being said, I'm gonna move on to this next song, which is called Future Sight. Of course, referencing the move Future Sight from Pokemon, which I completely forgot what it does. I just think it's like kind of a cool name. That's why I use it. This sample is probably not recognizable, like, to anyone. I mean, I'll show it and then I'll play the song and then you might hear it, but I doubt that people would be able to like know, oh, exactly, oh, I know that this is from that. I feel like that's kind of the most interesting type of sampling, especially if it's done well. And I feel like it's done well in this song. Anyways. That was a fun one. That was a really fun one to make. This sample is... I like it so much. I feel like it has really good bounce to it. But I'll play the source. One of my favorite songs of all time, Crystal Silence by Chicoria. But you could listen to this whole song, and it's like, I think it would be really hard to rechop this song and find exactly how I made this one. Where is it? Maybe not that hard, actually. I mean, I can hear it because I made this song, but I think it might be harder for other people to do that. Anyways, so the idea of this is to do like a more interesting chop. Of course, I'm running that basic sub-bass again. One of the most interesting parts of this song is the use of a granulator, which I'll switch to right here. It's a sound that's like, right there. Pretty much what this is it's like, it's a type of plugin that recursively adds sound based on what it gets. So like you basically are refeeding the input over and over and over and over, and it's creating this sort of soundscape, which is really cool. It adds a lot to this song. Then of course the drums are also pretty interesting on this song. These are total like Dilla field drums. These are not like normally in time. So if I turn on the metronome, notice that like, of course, it's not the best heuristic for knowing if something's Dilla time, but almost nothing hits exactly on the metronome hits. Everything's a little bit off, a little bit forward, a little bit fast. Even the hats are like not perfectly on time. I think they come in early almost every single time, which is like, they should be a little bit later, but it really gives it that like good swing feel, even though it's not necessarily swung. Snare is always late, of course. Claps are doubling up the snare, but on different intervals, so it sounds more off time. Then there's that perk that goes bum 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 bum. Another thing about this song is that I also added, I feel like this song has a little bit more. It's one of the, as this album goes further and further on, more of the work is starting to be carried by Logic rather than the FBC. So there's these like, boom, boom, meow, 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 which I'll start right here. Ooh. That sort of high, like shrill, I don't even know what you'd call that sound, which is in Logic. And then over here we have this sort of outro part, which of course sounds kind of weird on its own, but in the context of the song, like, makes a lot of sense. Of course, there's this riser. I don't normally use risers, but it kind of made sense in the context of the song. And then in halftime, the sort of Dilla feel for the drums becomes a lot more apparent, because you're slowing down, you can really hear like how everything is not necessarily hitting where it should be. But that's sort of the stylistic choice that I made for this specific song, because I feel like everything else is so flowy. Okay, I'll move on to my most recent album, which is not actually an album, it's an EP. The idea of this sort of project was that every single song would flow into the next one without like transitions. Unfortunately, I will not be able to do that because I'm just going to be picking out like two songs to play. But I guess I'll play anyways. I'll choose the last two songs. These are kind of fun. Okay, yeah, this is another example of what I call like good or interesting sampling. It is actually impossible to to figure out like where this is from. Okay, I'll start. So it starts with a little bit of the previous song for that good transition effect, and then I'll go into the actual song. So this previous song was called Interstellar Jazz, and now we're transitioning into Tenet Trap. Thank you. Right, so that was Tenant Trap. The second track within that first track was called Still Sleeping. I'll do a quick walkthrough now. So, of course, first we have this sort of merge phase, which is bringing up the BPM. Or is it? It should be. My BPM meter. Okay, I lied. It's not bringing up the BPM at all. I guess I'd done that in the previous track, but pretty much it's bringing in this other track, and then we're gonna switch. Like in 1 second, I have this. I know it's like a tag for the album. It's not like actually a tag, but it's just like the classic, like Mac. Original like voice synthesis.
Layer 03.
For this one, it's sampled from Lane, which if you know me, I've probably yapped about in the past. And then the sample is heavily processed and reversed, so every single chop is in reverse, which is why it's like it's not recognizable. This is also a singer's sample, but there's no way that I'm gonna parse which song it is, but it's by the Singers Unlimited. I feel like this is a better use of the sub bass too, because it matches with the kick a lot more. The main focus of this album though a lot was the drums and sort of making drums more interesting over the long term. So there's a lot more fills, there's a lot more variations in the drums, like with these random like hat rolls. So yeah, I think the focus is more on that. I forget what I was inspired for this flute for. I think it was like that one song, I Came, I Saw. I forget what that song's called, but I guess we'll move on to the second part, which is this one.
Layer 03.
This one's also, I would say, like unrecognizable, but for the reason that it's using like a micro chopping technique where I'm taking specific hits and using that instead of chopping on actual transients, or I'm chopping on transients instead of chopping on the grid, which is why I'm basically just taking every single hit of like the keys and using that as my part of the song. So it's much harder to sort of decode where this is originally from. I don't even know where this is originally from, but of course there's still an emphasis on the drums, having a bunch of random hat rolls and fills and whatnot. Okay, move on to the last song, which is Responses. This song is different from a lot of the other ones because it actually was not intended for like a musical release. This was actually music I made for a game. For a game jam that I put on every year. And then in the game, it was like a rhythm game. So you have to hit like the right drum notes at the right time in the song. So I was basically programming, parsing MIDI information. MIDI is how you like play instruments on a computer. It's like an interface between musicians and computer, in a very simple way of putting it. But it was taking that MIDI data that I had programmed for the drums and converting it into my own file format that I could use for like cues for when you're supposed to hit a note in a game. But I really like this song. It's another sample of one of my favorite songs that I recently found called The April Fools. And let me just switch. Yeah, I really like this song a lot. Pretty much, I think the main thing about this song is that there, for a lot of the other songs on this album, I used a plugin that modulates the drums, so they have those like crazy patterns. But this, the drums are all by hand in this one. Yeah, I guess I'll play it for you. Stop playing Earl Clue, the April Fools. Klug? Clue? I don't know. Okay. Thank you. I think this song is a good example of why I am not like a huge hater of lazy sampling. I feel like even though like this is very recognizable as the original song, like it's lives in that tune a little bit, right? I think that sampling can often contextualize the original music. So this portion of the song is not really like a large part of the song. Like the rest of the song is kind of more chill, whereas that is like the final like fast part. So by sort of taking that and adding things around, I think that it still is like meaningful and has like relevance as its own thing. A lot of the problem that I have with like lo-fi versions of songs is that I feel like it's lazy and it's not necessarily like improving or changing the original song. Like, I don't know, I've played some of those songs before where it's just like, oh, I'm gonna use a Rhodes, I'm gonna mute everything a little bit, I'm gonna put on that high pass filter, I'm gonna put on a rain sound effect and some pretty simple drums, and then I'm done. I feel like that's like, it's not really doing anything new, but I feel like this is, I mean, of course, people are free to disagree. I think that's like, sampling in itself is such like a gray area. Of course, all the lawsuits with like, who's that fool who made all the tomato cans? I'm forgetting his name. But like, is collage really art if you're just taking art from other people? I don't know. It's complicated legally, and it's even more complicated morally. I think that overall, though, it's just nice to make music that sounds good, that recontextualizes and appreciates the original while taking it to a different place. Like, there's no way that Earl Klugh would ever make a song like this, right? Because this is like not the type of music that he makes. But I can take his music and sort of change it into something else. And I know some musicians that are like very against people taking and expanding their work. And I understand that to an extent, like you want your work to be in its purest form. But I also think that like collage is a very legitimate form of art. And sampling is really just musical collage. So yeah, I guess I'll pull up one more track because I have more time than I expected. Maybe we'll play something that has no sampling after that whole tirade. We'll do this one. Okay, this one's kind of, this is a little bit silly. This is also game music, although for a different game. This is for a school project, and I'll just play this for the next 1 minute before I'm kicked out of the studio. So everything here is programmed and no sampling. Everything is like played on a keyboard. Thank you all for listening to WMUC FM College Park. I've been your DJ Yui. This is the last show of the semester. Hopefully I'll have better quality of shows next semester, because I feel like I was getting a little bit lazy. Let's put it nicely and say lazy.